Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Toddler Discipline for Every Age and Stage by Aubrey Hargis is a practical parenting guide focused on compassionate, developmentally informed discipline from roughly age 1 through the preschool years. Rather than presenting a single rigid method, the book organizes strategies by age and stage, reflecting how quickly toddlers change in language, impulse control, and social awareness. Its purpose is twofold: to help caregivers respond effectively to common challenges, such as tantrums, non-compliance, bedtime struggles, mealtime conflict, and early peer issues, and to support long-term growth in skills like independence, respect, curiosity, and confidence. Hargis emphasizes calm, respectful communication and encourages parents to interpret behavior through a toddler's developmental limitations instead of assuming bad intentions. The book also aims to be easy to use in real life, offering straightforward tools and quick tips that can be applied in the moment, while still reinforcing consistent boundaries at home. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, age and stage-specific discipline as the organizing principle. A central idea in the book is that effective discipline changes as a child develops. Hargis frames toddler behavior as closely tied to brain development, language ability, and the growing need for autonomy. So strategies that work at one age can backfire at another. By dividing guidance across ages and stages, the book helps caregivers choose responses that match what a child can realistically understand and do. For younger toddlers, the emphasis leans toward prevention, redirection, and helping a child move through big feelings with adult support. As children approach ages 3 and 4, the guidance increasingly incorporates clearer rule setting, explanations that connect actions to outcomes, and more participation from the child in problem solving. This structure also helps caregivers avoid unrealistic expectations, such as assuming a 1-year-old can reason through consequences or expecting a 2-year-old to sustain self-control in overstimulating situations. The result is a disciplined approach that stays consistent in values, like respect and empathy, while adjusting tactics as the child gains more language, memory, and social awareness. Secondly, managing tantrums through empathy and emotional coaching. Tantrums are treated as a predictable feature of toddlerhood, rather than a sign of a bad child or bad parenting. The book emphasizes staying calm as a foundation, because a dysregulated adult often escalates a dysregulated child. Hargis encourages caregivers to acknowledge feelings, help label emotions, and guide toddlers towards safer ways to express frustration. This emotional coaching supports the long-term goal of self-regulation, but it is also presented as a practical de-escalation tool in the moment. The approach tends to prioritize connection and clarity, validating the child's experience while maintaining boundaries about unsafe or unacceptable actions. For younger toddlers in particular, redirection is highlighted as an effective tool, since reasoning and delayed gratification are limited. Over time, emotion coaching can become more language-based, with caregivers teaching simple scripts for expressing wants, waiting, or requesting help. The book also supports the idea that tantrum management is not only reactive. It includes anticipating triggers like hunger, fatigue, transitions, and overwhelming environments, and then adjusting routines and expectations to prevent blow-ups. Thirdly, using choices, play, and structure to reduce power struggles. A recurring practical strategy is to lower conflict by offering limited, acceptable choices and by building cooperation through playfulness. Hargis highlights that toddlers are driven to test independence, so constant direct commands can create predictable resistance. Providing two acceptable options gives the child a sense of control, while the adult still sets the boundaries. The book also leans on the idea that fun and engagement can unlock cooperation, especially around daily routines that often cause friction, such as getting dressed, cleaning up, or leaving the playground. When used thoughtfully, play is not a bribe. It is a way to meet the child where they are developmentally while still moving toward the parent's goal. Alongside play and choices, the book stresses the value of consistent routines and clear expectations, because toddlers do better when the environment is predictable. Structure reduces the number of decisions a child must make when tired or overstimulated, which can prevent meltdowns and help the parent avoid repeating the same conflict patterns day after day. Fourthly, rules and consequences that toddlers can understand. As toddlers grow, discipline becomes more effective when children can connect rules to outcomes. The book supports setting clear household rules and following through consistently, with an emphasis on logical explanations that are appropriate to the child's age. For 3-year-olds especially, involving the child in simple rulemaking can increase buy-in, because participation signals respect and helps them remember expectations. Consequences are positioned as teaching tools rather than punishments, with the goal of helping a child learn cause and effect and practice better choices. The overall tone favors respectful communication, which includes stating limits calmly and describing what the child can do instead. this approach also discourages relying on constant rewards or exaggerated praise as the main motivator. Instead, Hargis emphasizes sincere acknowledgement of responsible behavior, focusing on what the child did and why it mattered. This builds internal motivation and a sense of competence while keeping discipline grounded in learning and relationship rather than fear or control. Lastly, handling everyday challenges sleep, toileting, meals, and social conflict beyond big behavioral moments. The book addresses the daily situations where discipline and development intersect. Sleep routines, toilet learning, and mealtimes often trigger conflict because they mix adult needs with toddler autonomy. And the book offers practical guidance for navigating those power struggles with consistency and empathy. The underlying message is that many problems improve when caregivers separate the child's feelings from the required limit, such as acknowledging frustration while keeping a bedtime boundary. The book also extends discipline strategies into early social life, including conflicts with peers and early forms of unkind behavior. Instead of treating these moments as moral failures, it frames them as skill deficits, teaching sharing, waiting, and gentler interaction through coaching and repetition. Imaginative play is also presented as a useful tool in specific challenges such as fears, where storytelling and simple rituals can help toddlers feel safer and more in control. Across these scenarios, the emphasis stays on realistic expectations, calm follow-through, and building skills that last beyond the immediate problem. In conclusion, this book best serves parents and caregivers who want practical discipline, help without a harsh or punitive tone, especially those raising toddlers from about 1 to 4 and preparing for the preschool transition, readers who feel overwhelmed by tantrums, daily power struggles, or inconsistent routines will benefit from the book's toolbox-style approach, which emphasizes strategies that can be used immediately while still supporting long-term emotional and social development. The primary payoff is clarity understanding why toddlers act the way they do at different ages and what responses are most likely to work given their developmental capacities. That understanding can reduce frustration and help caregivers respond with more consistency, which toddlers need to feel safe and to learn boundaries. Compared with many discipline books that argue for one signature method, toddler discipline for every age and stage stands out for organizing guidance by developmental stage and for pairing empathy with firm limits. It does not treat respect as permissiveness, and it does not treat boundaries as a reason to dismiss feelings. For caregivers seeking a balanced, age-informed approach that covers both tantrums and everyday routines, like sleep, meals, and toileting, it offers a realistic and actionable framework. If you would like to support Aubrey Hargis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.